Special Lecture, Company Number 3, Saving the Protein Crisis with the Power of Germination. CTO and Director of Lab Dyes, Mr. Koji Ochiai. Mr. Ochiai, please. Good afternoon. I am Ochiai from Dyes. I heard that we have a lot of audience today. I am very grateful. And to organizers, co-organizers, I would like to extend my gratitude. Our company, Dyes, I hope that the interpreters will translate the word Dyes. Our company name literally means soybeans in Japanese. I would like to explain about the outline of our company. I'm not sure if you can see the picture, but it's a picture of our president, Ide Tsuyoshi. He's a serial entrepreneur. It's his third food tech company. And to our shareholders, there are shareholders like Ajinomoto, Nichirei Foods, prominent food companies in Japan and trade companies. And we have steel companies, chemical companies. So we have lots of companies which have potential synergy. We are a company really dedicated to food tech. Regarding plant-based food, it's not enough just to have protein. It has to have flavoring, seasoning, and oils, and hemp, iron. All of this together, it has to be a tasty, delicious food. That is where we try to leverage our inside of chemical. And I think that is truly the pillar of food tech. In Japan, there are brilliant companies, actually. There are companies with a tradition of a century, specialists of taste. So we want to unite the power of Japanese companies in order to have a real food tech company. That's the idea of our president, Ide. Our company has been working on this for 3 decades, on seed to plant, the germination. About 16 hours it takes, but we were very interested in the germination process, and we've been working on this for 3 decades. We are really geek or nuts about this. And we want to contribute to the world through germination. Our company, Dyes. We have 2 pillars of business using soybeans. Number one's food tech. We can see the germination here, but when we look at this, the amino acid inside, the balance will change. So, which means that the flavor and the taste will change depending on how it's germinated, and also the density of oxygen, carbon dioxide, and also changing the temperature, the taste of soybean will also change. And by that balance, we can change the taste to like chicken or pork. Another thing we're working on is trying to create, having research on chemical in order to germinate the soybean. That's called drug discovery. Soybean under germination, for example, if we steam it or boil it, and then after that, we will put in a bacteria, then it can turn into miso. So that's what we usually do, put in miso after killing the bacteria. But what happens if the soybean will still stay alive and put the Koji mold up while it's alive, then if so, then there will be lots of compounds are formulated inside the soybean in order to kill the Koji mold. And that Koji mold, killing that, it's the same as trying to kill the cancer. And that's how we are trying to use soybean for drug discovery. And germination of soybean and then putting on that Koji on top of it, what kind of compounds can we find? There are actually new about 30,000 compounds induced as secondary metabolites. And so soybean turns into drugs. This is something we have a research team dedicated to it and working on lots of experiment. Soybean, just in everyday life, we it won't need that kind of compound. But when it's in a stressed environment with that Koji mold, then it will start to make these mysterious compounds. And these will be the reagents for our cancer research. And we think that it can contribute to future cancer treatment. And this is a joint research with the Cancer Research Institute, and the compound created by soybean, it will inhibit the breast cancer, the reoccurrence of breast cancer. It was published in Scientific Reports, and also we have it published in Journal of Agricultural Food Chemistry in Plus One. This is focusing on new research, joint research with Kyoto University. So we have lots of articles coming out, and we see the outcomes. And for Ide, our president, it will be his fourth company. So Daizu for Drug Discovery, a research center. This is actually in Boston, Massachusetts. It's very close to MIT. And in Cambridge, Kendall Street, about half a year ago, he established this new company for drug discovery. And today, I want to go back to the first pillar, food tech. Using soybean, we are able to develop a new material called a miracle meat, so that we will be changing the germinated soybean to meat, pork, chicken, and so on. When it is germinated, the density of oxygen and carbon dioxide, it would be controlled, which means bringing up carbon dioxide, bringing down oxygen, then the taste will change. And with this combination, with only one soybean species, there could be 5,000 combination. And one by one, we do experiment and decide the protocol. It's really a step-by-step procedure. But with that, we will be able to control and manage the real taste of alternative meat. This is one example of application. Nichirei, as I've said, is our shareholder, but they are creating frozen food with our product. And a very famous hamburger shop in Japan called Freshness Burger. It's called The Good Burger using soy meat. So in order to deliver to the customers, they developed, Freshness Burger developed a good burger and highly appreciated and evaluated by customers. And also this one, the Zen Double Burger, it's a soy meat, but very, very big, and they can get really full. And it's only in Okinawa, actually, this Zazen. And also in a food canteen, there's a hamburger shop selling our really big burger. It's called Garden Burger, and our customers love it. So I hope you'll have a chance to try this too. Also, this is really a challenge for us. In Japan, there's a major retailer called Aeon. having supermarkets, but actually in their meat section, they have our Miracle Meat hamburger patties. So they can take it home and they will be able to turn it into whatever they want. It could be a hamburger patty or gyoza dumplings. So it's actually in the meat section, our soy meat, Miracle Meat. So this is a challenge we are doing with Aeon, so that the consumers will be able to choose soy meat just like they choose usual meat. And our company is in Kumamoto, but a very famous ramen shop chain store in Kyushu. So actually they have these gyoza dumplings. Out of all these, there's just one Miracle Meat gyoza included. So all others are usual meat. Just one of it is Miracle Meat. Would you know which one is Miracle Meat? And the customers, we often receive comments, they didn't know which one was Miracle Meat, which one was the usual meat. And why our Miracle Meat is so unique, and why it is adopted by many companies. Our shareholder, Nichirei Foods, Ajinomoto, both very prominent companies in Japan, but they say that there's a reduction of flavor. So they want the flavor to be abundant, and also texture is very important. Plant-based meat, usually the texture is not equivalent to real meat. They told us that those were the biggest challenges. So for us, using the germination technology we wanted to work on these challenges of flavor and texture. How we did that is not using the oil pomace or the starch pomace, not using those types of bean protein like that, but rather what we are using is not the pomace after you take out the oil, but actually germinate the soybean and use it as it is. So what's good when we use it as whole soy? Left shows the animal cell. It's made out of various parts like the mitochondria or the DNA part. And also after we take out the starch, and some of it might be taken out, for example. But compared to that, our germinated soybean, the parts which are included in meat are all included. Nothing is lacking, like the nucleic acid and other parts which are very important. And the protein is 16% for animal cell, but plant cell 18%, carbohydrate 0.3%, 3%, lipid 12%, 9%. So it's very quasi-equivalent. It's important that we eat the germinated soy as it is, as whole soy. And left, it's showing soy like this, the crop. Can you see it? Yes. And we germinated in about 16 hours. It becomes like this. It's now in active status. So the difference is the sleeping crop into a plant which is active inside soybean. The digestion and also protein same, but the umami is not enough when it is a crop, but when it is germinated, the amino acids increase to the same level as meat. And maybe because we are using this active plant as an ingredient, it is tasty. What we are doing is managing the oxygen and carbon dioxide, changing the balance and also temperature and the moisture. With that, we are able to change the taste, and we are researching very various protocols of germination and creating the ingredient as alternative meat. So this is these are the tanks we're using to germinate, and here we put in that crop, and then when it germinates, the ingredients will be produced. What happens to the umami? In a usual process, of course, there is some amount of umami. However, when we control it, we will be able to bring it up to this extent. And when we compare it with meat, glutamic acid and alanine, aspartic acid, which gives a really good flavor, not sticky, we can see comparing germinated soybean and beef, germinated soybean exceeds in every part. And next, Ajinomoto and Nichirei also told us that beany flavor and smell, especially when the oil is the acidic type of smell. It's because of this linoleic acid, and it brings the hexanol other aldehyde kind of smell, which gives uncomfortable type of smell even if you use it. But ours, it does not have anything like that. We can see linoleic acid is very low. It is actually changed into oleic acid. This is the type of soybean that we recommend because there will be no hexanol, which will be stinky. But even more than that, the balance of oil will be very close to beef. When you eat the soy meat, you would really feel satisfied as if you ate real meat. And that is why I think our customers are delighted. And USEC to high olein soy is produced a lot, I think, by your members. So I think it is very good. U.S. soy is good for soy meat. That is why I really hope that you will continue your wonderful work in producing soy. And we are using this for the texture, actually. Like this, we are trying to create the slice of meat. Still, there's a hurdle to have a plant-based meat like this, like a filet. But using this germinated soy, we believe that it is possible. We are doing lab experiment now for the sliced meat development. As soon as possible, we want to deliver it to our customers. And I love beef bowls, but I really hope that we'll be able to make these sliced beef bowls with soy. So this is an experiment. And also the texture, when we chew, we want to bring it closer to chicken. Sometimes we are able to change and control the texture, like hard and chewy like a squid, or very soft like popcorns. So I think we are very close to meeting the demand of our customers. Regarding our R&D, there are many kinds of soy, and everything we try to germinate, not only soy but others too, and we are trying to find out other candidates for alternative meat. There are 5,000 combination of germination, I said, but we try it in multiple ways and find out what's the flavor and taste and flavor, and we can find out, make a database like 700 combination. And we are able to compare it with a meat and find out what it could be on soy and also grains, with what combination, how much it becomes closer to what meat. And even other than that, I think there are many opportunities for soy going forward. The food tech we have in mind for the future is number one, plant-based egg. I want to do that with germinated soy, and we are very close to success. And plant dairy products with soy milk, we want to make it close, very close to cow milk, the texture, and maybe even bring it so that we can ferment it and make cheese-like products. And or maybe even butter. And going forward, fish. We fish from the sea and eat it. However, I think that a lot of burden on the environment, and I think we are far from the SDGs. So can we find out the fish bait? So currently, I think we are using most of the time a fish, a real fish as a fish bait. But can we use soy as fish bait? That's what I have in mind too. And our SDGs. Life cycle assessment of carbon dioxide and water. When we compare it, our procedure using whole soy, it has a benefit. A CO2 emission will be about 1/24 of a cow producing cow meat, and also how much water we use it, we are able to decrease it to about 1/25, so it's 98% decrease. And miracle meat, eating the hamburger patty, it's much better than eating beef patties. So from these perspectives, I hope that we will continue our R&D efforts and commercialization of soy meat and alternative meat. So I hope that we are still a late runner of this industry, but I want to learn from our wonderful players like Otsuka Shokuhin and also Fujiseyu, and want to continue in this industry. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Ochiai. Here we would like to ask some questions, and we're sorry we are not able to answer all your questions due to time constraint. Mr. Ochiai, from a food maker as a question, with AI technology, you have texture and taste very close to real meat, but soy and other plant-based ingredient, you are able to create a completely identical food as meat, real meat. Is there any challenge, hurdle? Well, just soy, there's about 1,000 or so variety, which means even more combination of germination and the flavor and taste, and also the bitterness, uncomfortable smell. The ingredient is about, there are about 700 components to it. So it's very difficult to decide just by the human mind. There are unimaginable combinations when we work on it. With human brain, I think when we decide if it's real meat or not, maybe we don't choose by 700 points, but I think we can find out the really focal point which decides whether our brain will decide if it's plant-based or not. And the challenge for that is that I think we have to think more about our brain, which means how we feel that it is tasty. So we need that type of cerebral physiology included for food tech. AI and food tech integrated together in the research of our brain. If we combine it together in an optimal way, you might think I'm still talking about some unrealistic dream, but I believe that it is something that can be achieved. Thank you. Due to time constraint, I'm sorry we are unable to take any more questions, but thank you very much for all your questions. I'm sorry we can't take all of your questions. Thank you very much, Mr. Ochiai. Thank you.